What's going on, y'all? This is Solo on Sports here, baby. It's been a while. Been a while since I've done a podcast, but it's been a lot going on. The NBA, baseball just started up a few days ago. NFL's hot and heavy with the draft coming soon. The combines are not going to happen. They're having the personal workouts with the individual schools, which to me don't mean much. Even the combine, I've never been impressed with. So what? You can throw a football 70 yards with no rush and a t-shirt on and shorts and the air conditioning. I'm not impressed. We already know you can do that. Game film means more to me than anything when it comes to the quarterback position in the NFL. So that's always non-impressive to me. And showing that people are fast in the NFL, we all know you can run fast, brother. Whether you run a 4.4 or a 4.6, you're fast. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, that dude ran a 4.45 flat. We saw that already. He's fast because we saw the game film and no one was catching up with him. We already know he's a good player. So to me, the whole combine and school workouts, I was being a little not that impressive to me. Even though they talking about the interviews, the personal one-on-one interviews the teams have with certain players before they draft them to see if they're worthy of a high draft pick or whatever. It's like when you dating somebody, man or woman, at the beginning, you're not, like Chris Rock said, you're not getting them, you're getting their representative. You don't really know if that person's really like that. They're going to give you the best them. It might not be them, but they're going to tell you what you want to hear. Am I a great quarterback? Of course I am. I'm a leader of men. I'm this, I'm that. My team follows me. Whatever I say goes, blah, blah, blah. What do I do to get the job? That's what people do in the interview. So they might ask some tough questions. Like back in the day, the guy asked Des Bryant, what's his mom, a hoe? I think he asked him something like that. Des Bryant got a little upset. He went over the line as far as I'm concerned when it comes to that. But you can't really tell what a person is going to react to until they actually get their money and get on that football field. We all know you can play, but the outside stuff, it affects players in the NFL more than anything. I mean, we all know you can play, but can you deal with your mom, your siblings, your cousins, uncles asking you for money on a daily basis? Hitting you up, stressing you out. You made it. Don't forget about me. That's stressful, especially as the black athletes. I can't speak for the white athletes. You know, not white, but I can speak for the brothers. And it seems like we feel bad if we leave somebody behind and they're not taking care of them. We have this mentality as if I made it, we all made it. I don't know if the white athletes feel the same way. I don't know. Someone text me or email me and let me know. But I know as brothers, we feel, hey, man, we made it, not just me. So, and it's tough on the brothers because sometimes you feel you try to help everybody. And now my uncle told me a long time ago, some people don't receive help the way they should. So even your own brothers, sisters, uncles, cousins, all that, they have to want to receive that help from you to give it to them. So just because they're your blood family don't mean that you should have to bend over backwards and do all these things for them if they're not willing to receive it. So sometimes a stranger can be more of a someone you can depend on more than your own family. Sad, but true. I'm getting personal stuff. But it is what it is, man. Like I say, that's coming up soon, the draft, and I just know the players. I've watched a lot of film, and I see a lot of stuff with the players going outside of the field. It's tough, man. I mean, people say, oh, man, that dude's in the NBA. He's in the NFL. He's this. He's that. He's got all this money. Money don't solve all your problems. Sometimes it can create more issues than you expected. I mean, go back to the old Jay-Z song. Jay-Z said, if we both sitting around the house talking and we both broke, we don't want nothing from each other. But let one of us, just one of us, get some money. And then the person with money starts thinking, okay, James over here is talking to me, but I'm rich. He's not. Is he being genuine or does he want something from me? It changes everything. Money changes everything. People can say what they want to say, but it changes you and it changes the people around you, good or bad. Okay, NBA, y'all, let's change the subject. NBA is hot and heavy, man. I'm loving it. The trade deadline just went by. Everyone's talking about the Denver Nuggets, man. They got Aaron Gordon from the Orlando Magic. They picked up JaVale McGee. All the Nuggets are up, beefed up their front court. Because some of those guys, if they have on the roster, they're going to have to get a little bigger. If the Lakers get healthy, and they're going to have to guard the Lakers in the playoffs, so that's going to be tough for them. So the Nuggets are one of those teams in the Western Conference that are hard to deal with, and people are picking them, one of those teams, to come out of the West. The Lakers are looking real shaky. Like I said earlier today in one of my posts, LeBron's out. Anthony Davis is out. Andre Drummond, I believe he snatched his toenail off his big toe. Something crazy like that. He's hurt too, and I can imagine how painful that is. Running up and down the court trying to play basketball with sneakers on, that rubbing against that. I can only imagine the pain in that. All that being said, who cares about the Lakers unless you're a Lakers fan? They win championship on top of championship on top of championship on top of championship. They got 17 of them things. Like I said on my one of my posts, they got 10 toes and 7 fingers. That's 17, right? 17 championships. So I don't feel sorry for them if they don't make it this year. Boo-hoo, cry me a river. The Clippers picked up. They got rid of Lemon Pepper Lou. that drama he went through in the bubble to go see his family in Atlanta. And once he had a death in the family, you know, I don't want to go in complete detail about what happened because I don't really know everything. All I know is he went to go see his family in Atlanta during the bubble, and someone passed away. And he not only went to see the family, he went to the strip club to get some lemon pepper wings. And all accounts of the lemon pepper wings in this strip club in Atlanta are fire. Never been to Atlanta outside of the airport. Hopefully one day that's on my bucket list. I'll be able to go down and check out those wings. But all I know is that disrupted the LA Clippers. That's right. Lemon pepper wings disrupted the NBA franchise, and they weren't the same after that. So they traded Lemon Pepper Lou to Atlanta for Rajon Rondo, formerly of the LA Lakers. And he's back in LA. Now he's playing with the B team in LA, the Clippers. And I'm not sold. If you're bringing in Rondo to be your to show some leadership, you got problems. I don't know if Kawhi and thin-skinned Paul George can deal with this, because Rondo is a straight shooter. He played with KG, Ray Allen, those greats. They had that big three. They had it up there, and Paul Pierce, the big three. They had him in Boston. He was second fiddle to those guys on that roster. So he was taught by some of the best leaders in the NBA history. It's going to be tough for them to deal with that. I don't know. See, it's hard to judge Kawhi Leonard because he doesn't talk. No one really knows how he feels about anything because he don't say anything. He shows no emotion on the court or off the court. So we don't know what affects him or what he doesn't affect him. We know his uncle says things here and there. Other than that, we don't really know what this guy is going through. All I know is, as of right now, the Clippers are missing something. Is Rondo the answer? I don't think so. But they've put him in that slot as if he's the answer. I'm not sold. The Clippers are the go home as usual. Go home early in the playoffs, and they will not win a championship. Not even go to a Western Conference championship this year. I'm not sold. So, Clippers, I don't think so. PJ Tucker, formerly of the Houston Rockets, went to the Milwaukee Bucks. PJ Tucker is a glue guy, man. You got to have glue guys on your roster. They're tough enforcers. They are good rebounders. They're good defenders. They're clutch three-point shooters. He's like a muscle-bound version of Bruce Bowen, maybe? I like PJ Tucker. I think he'll fit good with Milwaukee, and he'll help that team possibly make a serious run in the Eastern Conference. I know everyone's talking about Brooklyn and Philly, but Brooklyn half their roster. It's hurt right now. Everyone's saying when they get back KD, hey, man, no one's talking about what if KD doesn't come back? What if he's hurt more than what they're saying? He's arguing with B-list actors on the internet. We don't know if KD's even going to come back this year, man. He's a great player, but your best ability, what's the old coach said back in the day? Your best ability is availability. If you're not available for me to play, I don't care what you've done in the past. You can't help my team right now. It's null and void. It doesn't really matter. So that's what the Brooklyn Nets are going through right now. They're a good basketball team, but I don't know if they're good enough to win a championship because we don't know how the thing's going to gel. Because I don't know if they played any games with their big three. They also picked up AD, Blake Griffin. I do believe that Bill Russell's going in for a tryout. I know he's 90 years old, but I think they're trying to pick him up too. Allen Iverson, they're trying to pick up everybody. If you had a heartbeat and you played in the NBA and you were a superstar, we'll take you. That's what Brooklyn Nets are doing. They're trying to get themselves a championship. I ain't mad at them, man. I mean, if you got the money to do it and you got the means to do it, why not do it, man? Hey, it is what it is, man. There's no asterisks. They can say what they want. There's no asterisks on the championships in the NBA. And if I was the Brooklyn Net player or a fan, I wouldn't care what the outside people think. Give me my championship, and I will take it. The NCAA tournament, man, it's getting good. I'm pretty excited about that. The women's tournament. Right now, I'm watching the Huskies and the Arizona Wildcats. This game is going down to the end. Right now, I'm looking at the game right now. UConn's down by 5. They're lucky to get by Baylor. They actually should have lost to Baylor. So it looks like Arizona, the 3 seed, is going to be playing. Looking that way, you know, things can happen within less minutes or so in this game. It looks like Arizona's going to be playing Stanford. Why they're playing Stanford, man? Because that Stanford, South Carolina game, probably one of the best basketball games I've seen all season. Back and forth, back and forth. South Carolina do their thing. Stanford does their thing. Stanford had this game in control for the most part. You know, towards the end of the game, you're up by 6-7 points in the fourth quarter. Towards the end of the fourth quarter, you should have a game wrapped up. But this little point guard, I can't think of her name right now, from South Carolina, she was not having. She knocked down a couple. She had 9 points in the last couple minutes of the game. Took the lead. Took the lead at the end of the game. Stanford misses a shot, grabs an offensive rebound, put back, boom. They're up by 1 with a few seconds left. Stanford has the ball. They get a rebound. They throw the ball in. South Carolina gets a steal. They can't call a timeout because they don't have any left. They use them up to get back in the game. And they go down, man, and one of the ladies from South Carolina missed an easy putback. That's basketball, man. And the emotions and the passion these girls showed and the – what's the other word I'm looking for? And sportsmanship from the other team. Stanford players actually came out and hugged the player from South Carolina. They missed his shot because they played on the USA basketball women's team together also, so they already know each other. And the leadership, the passion, the sportsmanship they had on that, I wish we'd get more of that from the men's game. And the women's game, man, I've been so impressed, man, this tournament. The level of women's basketball has really stepped up, man. We got girls taking step-back three-pointers from Steph Curry range. We never saw that in women's basketball, but this year we're starting to see it. And right now, it looks like it's going to be only a minute left right now, y'all. Arizona's up by 5 points with 59 seconds left. Looks like Arizona's going to head their way to the championship game. Hopefully by the end of this podcast, I can tell you guys and ladies who's going to win that game. I got off note with the NBA. I forgot about Oladipo. Went to the Miami Heat. Don't know if that's enough to get them over the hump. He's a really good ball player. But I still say Miami don't have enough to get back to the championship. I know they won last year, but I don't know if they have enough to get back to the championship. The Mavericks picked up J.J. Redick, a sharpshooter from the New Orleans Pelicans. He complained to the organization he wanted to be released. That way he can go back and play on the Eastern Conference team and be close to his kids. Didn't work out for him. I can't believe he actually came out in the media and said that. It's kind of odd, considering he got traded. But it is what it is. He's going to have to deal with it. He's a Maverick now. And I don't think that trade is going to be getting rid of. Bulls got Vukacek from Orlando Magic. He's a really good ball player. A really good big. One of the best bigs in the league. I don't know if the Bulls. I mean, it's tough, man, to say about these teams, because some of these teams are not going to be able to win a championship. Bulls, they picked him up. They'll probably make the playoffs. Because they have these play-in games and everything that's going on now in the NBA. Don't know if that's enough for them to win a championship. I'm not sold on that. But the Bulls and their in the franchise and their fan base, they can probably make the playoffs pretty much. And the men's tournament, we got Baylor, Gonzaga. Right now in the Final Four, we got Baylor versus Houston. All Texas, baby, far as I'm concerned, and I'm from Texas myself. So far as I'm concerned, in the Final Four, Baylor-Houston, we have one of those teams from Texas going to make the Final Four. Look like we may have two number one seeds because Gonzaga is playing UCLA. That's right. UCLA, the number 11 seed, the team that barely made the tournament. Now they won four or five games in a row. Now they're on their way to the Final Four. Like the man say, they shot their load. I think they're done. Gonzaga looks like an NBA basketball team. I don't see no way UCLA can beat Gonzaga. And I also have Baylor beating Houston in the other Final Four. So I got Baylor, Gonzaga, the best two teams in college basketball this year, playing for the NCAA championship. And you better bring your game because these girls are balling out of control. I'm definitely rooting against the girls right now. The girls are doing their thing. So if I had to bet right now, I would say the girls are probably going to have a better championship than the guys. Don't know that for sure. But I've been very impressed, hey, Junior, about what they've been doing. Baseball started up this week also, y'all. Yankees, Dodgers, White Sox, Padres, and Braves are the favorites to win the championship this year. The Dodgers starting pitching doesn't look good. The Yankees are the Yankees. The Yankees look outstanding. The upstart team that I think has a real shot to win the championship in baseball will probably be the San Diego Padres. A lot of young arms on that roster and young bats. So I'm going to go with Padres, Braves, the top two teams, in my opinion, to come out and possibly win a Major League Baseball championship, the World Series. A long way from that. We got 160-plus games. A lot to go on between now and then, but I would definitely see those two teams possibly coming out of that. Yeah, man, it's been a lot going on. Like I said, the NFL draft is coming up here shortly. I do believe the end of this month, the draft is coming. A lot of rumors out there. Everyone's saying these quarterbacks and wide receivers and running backs and going to go high. That means there's going to be some good defensive players that drop in the draft. Everyone's reaching high to get that top receiver. Everyone's reaching high to get that top quarterback. That means some really good O-linemen and defensive players are going to drop in the draft, and that's going to help some really good football teams make their roster even better, because there's going to be some guys saying, man, that dude's the best linebacker in college football right now, and he shouldn't be dropping down to number 20. Let's move up and get him. And it's going to make a team that's good even better. Tampa Bay brought back all their players, man, from the Super Bowl team. Can they go back and win another championship? They brought back everybody. I even think the guys, there was no players that they didn't bring back. They brought back all the players. I want to say they bring back all the ball boys. They brought back all the guys in the locker room. They brought back everybody. So they're going to make a serious run in trying to win another championship there for Tom Brady. Their Tampa Bay organization is acting like that's the only Super Bowl they ever won. I do believe they won one with Brad Johnson at quarterback maybe 15 years ago. They won one before. This is their second Super Bowl. I know you got Tom Brady this time, but you have a Super Bowl, so now you got two. Don't forget about the past. Are you destined to fail? All right, y'all. This is Hold On Sports, man. I give you my thoughts on NBA, NCAA, Major League Baseball, football. That's all coming to a head, baby. And UT picked up another coach. They picked up Texas Tech's coach, former UT alum. Now he's going to be the head coach. And Chris Beard, I think his name is, from Texas Tech. Hopefully he can succeed and make that Texas Longhorns basketball program go through, and hopefully Shocking could do his thing where he moved on to. All right, y'all. This is Solo on Sports. I'm out.